Andrew Kelleher. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So the old market. It's this question, it's this conundrum, it's this fascinating conversation we've been having. The world allegedly is on its head tanking, and yet the market's off and running.
Yeah, it's a bigger picture issue this morning that we want to talk about, Mike. But it's getting a fair amount of attention, I suppose, particularly within institutional or the professional circle. So yes, call it what you will, the market versus the economy, Wall Street versus Main Street. I think I've used the phrase before that the share market punishment at the moment doesn't seem to fit the economic crime. And in most jurisdictions now, share markets are enjoying quite a strong rally. I mean, just to give you an idea of the extent of this bounce back. The S&P 500 is now just under 40% rally from the lows we've seen in late March, so quite staggering. Look, you're still about sort of 3.6% down at the start of the year. If I look at New Zealand and Australia, we've had about a 30% rally from the lows. We're still down about 3% year to date. Australia is actually the one that's been languishing. Yes, it's enjoyed the 30% rally from the lows, but still actually over 11% down year to date. And these share market recoveries are happening in the face of, look, pretty dire economic numbers and economic circumstances. I mean, you've got unemployment, you've got border restrictions, lower levels of growth, lower levels of economic and consumer and business confidence. But if I look at the US share market valuations, if I look at the price of the US share market now compared to where we expect earnings will be next year, it's very high. It's the highest level we've seen for quite a long time. So lots of optimism built into that share market. But Mike, there are three things driving the market higher. We've got economies reopening, which in some cases, irrespective of the status of the coronavirus, we've got positive news flow around vaccines and treatments. With that many people developing these things, you're going to get sort of continual news flow on that front. But most importantly, it's the sheer weight of fiscal and monetary policy stimulus. I mean, trillions of dollars around the world are being pumped into the money supply, and some of that money is finding its way into assets like shares. And I suppose the big water cooler question is whether or not it will stoke real estate as well. But not everyone's convinced. Some high profile fund managers are sort of expressing discomfort. I'm nervous about the foundation of this rally, but then I'm paid to worry. But the sheer weight of money is a powerful force, and at this stage, that momentum's in the box seat.
You mentioned Australia's watching old Frydenberg yesterday. That was a bloke who was going to announce a surplus. And isn't anymore, and basically confirming that 29 years of no recessions is over. They're in recession.
Yeah, we thought Aussies didn't do recession, but the dream run has come to an end. First recession in 29 years. I mean, Frydenberg yesterday confirmed the Australian economy shrank 0.3% in the first quarter. Now, those astute listeners out there will be looking askance at their radios, because isn't the definition of recession 2 quarters of negative growth in a row? Well, yes, but Frydenberg basically acknowledged that negative growth is locked in for the June quarter as well. So there you go, first recession. 0.3% contraction for the first quarter was actually a little bit better than we expected. Growth for the year, 1.4%. Household spending fell 1.1%. You had a 2.4% fall in services expenditure. We know how big a part of the economy services is. You get some offset from higher government spending. Their savings ratio picked up. I think you talked about that earlier. Yep. Their economy is still being constrained by border closures, so that's affecting tourism and education. But, a recession. The lucky country is no more.
Indeed. Just quickly, we'll get a little bit of help. New Zealand businesses doing their part.
I just wanted to quickly check this in there, because I've seen a few news reports come this week. I think we should acknowledge they are. We've had a number of businesses just stepping up to the plate. Toyota giving away 100 Highlanders, help with marketing plans. AIA, the big insurance company, fund to help small businesses. ASB, compassionate care, a home loan benefit. TSB, the good stuff grant program. There's just New Zealand businesses are stepping up and helping out. Good on them.
Nice stuff. What are the numbers?
26,205 on the Dow Jones, up 461 points, 1.8%. S&P 500, 3,119, up 39 points, 1.27%. The NASDAQ, 9,681, up 0.75%. So all green there. FTSE 100, 6,382, up 162 points, 2.6% gain. Here, all these big numbers, Mike. The markets just keep going up. The Nikkei, 22,613, up 288 points, 1.3%. Shanghai Composite, 2,923, up small. In Australasia, 5,941 on the ASX 200. That's up 107 points, 1.8% gain. The NZX 50, 11,118 was the close, up 84 points, 0.76%. The Kiwi dollar continues to have a rocket under the little flightless bird, 0.6427 against the US, 0.9237 Aussie, 0.5719 euro, 0.5106 pounds, 69.98 yen. Gold, 1,699, fallen away a bit. And Brent crude, $39.40.
Look forward to Friday with you. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.